Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running, motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
A good, fun show. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
He was wrong.
But,
he was wrong.
But he started.
And
the,
he finally is protecting. He said, first, but he was wrong. But,
great discussion.
Great comment.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for playing that again.
Tyreek said he wants some of you, Noah. And I can't believe you know who Tyreek is. Don't do that, Noah. You know who Reek is.
I'm going to be honest. I forget his name all the time. I'm going to be honest. If it's not about track and it ain't about League of Legends, I got what I studied.
He's saying come get some.
Hey, I'm going to put it like this. Tyreek is just chasing clout. The man, anytime somebody fast comes up, he says he wants to race him. If he really wanted to race people, he would have showed up like DK Metcalf. And the man raced in the 60 meters this year in the Masters division. The man dodges smoke. I don't got time for that.
Noah Lyles, apparently on the mend. He's healthy again. And we got the great Lawrence Holmes. He's here today. And he's with our guy, Dan Bernstein.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who that is.
Hey, guys.
Well, this is a football Monday. It's one to savor because I think this is the last time we're going to get to see that young man before the regular season.
You think so?
Don't you?
I think probably.
It's a long layoff.
It's a long layoff. That's why I would probably still, we talked about this earlier, I would probably play him just for the sake of getting a couple series, get up to your 60-snap threshold.
Where are they now?
42.
Yeah, 42, 43, somewhere there. And you play a couple series, end on a positive. You don't want to play him an entire half maybe, but I would be in favor of playing him.
What if you start 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out.
And then you're chasing the positive again. Yeah. Like chase. they did last game.
I think I would chase. The 49ers are going to play Brock Purdy. Every coach is going to be different.
Brock Purdy, not good weekend.
Not good.
Had some struggles.
Tried to do things that aren't Brock Purdy-ish.
Yes. Which makes you wonder.
At one point, he tried to throw a pass behind his. No.
No. There's only one guy that does that.
Yes.
But he was kind of trying to be better than he is.
Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
It would be
be Brock Purdy.
But there's the play where he scrambled left and then threw back right. And I couldn't figure out if he was trying to get the ball to the receiver or if he was trying to throw it out of bounds but didn't have enough arm.
Right. Yeah. Well, he doesn't have the strongest arm. That's been obvious.
Well, if you heard Tom Brady talk about it. No, no one did.
Nobody heard Tom Brady talk about it. I think Brock Purdy has to be, though, tempted to try things with as much talent that surrounds him to think that maybe I could get away with this because, hey, if it's a bad throw or if I it's got to be very difficult to try to stay within himself as much as he should.
Might be missing some of that talent, and that might now be rearing its head.
Yeah, I would look at that oppositely. I would say, oh, my goodness, perfect guy in the perfect system. Trust the coach to minimize what I can't do and
that's
maximize what I can.
That's what's worked for him so far.
Yeah. I'm Brock Purdy now. I'm breaking free of these the shackles of coaching that's been holding me back. Come on, man.
Stay shackled.
Yeah, the guy's he's done great.
He needs to remember that, but I think he's probably going to use the preseason, obviously, to test his limits, to find out what maybe those boundaries are. How good has he gotten in his mind? Not good enough yet, maybe. Game manager still.
Well, I don't know how much Brock Purdy we're going to talk, but we are going to talk a ton of Bears. There's a lot to take away from that game. I mean, we'll have some thoughts on fashion choices that were made this weekend as well. Some great stuff from both the coach and the quarterback. We'll talk with Jim Miller at 11 o'clock, High Noon at 11:45. Daniel Hardy, he is the Mastroli winner for this weekend. We'll talk with him at 12:45.
A disruptor.
Dan Wiederer at 1.
Have a great show.
Guys.